Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Are you ready? We are almost coming into a brand new month. And this Tuesday, we've got a free information session on the prophetic monthly training that we offer. Every single month, we gather around new content, literally brand new content every single month. There's six different live sessions, and these are recorded, so you can go back and re-listen if you want to. There are teachings, there are activations, there's coaching, there's processing. It's fun. We have a really great time. So if you want to learn about the prophetic, if that is something that God has been stirring within you to lean into in this season, to learn more about, to cultivate the gifts, then I encourage you, if you have any reservations at all, just come to the information session. Ask these questions. We will be live on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. You can join us inside Courage Co., www.courageco.org. Once you log in, you will find the prophetic information session under events, and you can copy and paste that information and put it on your calendar or sync it to your calendar and join us live. But that is happening this week. We also have a new month happening. So if you want the prophetic word for the month or to be a God's Vibes insider and learn all of the behind the scenes things that are happening within Courage Co. and beyond, there's a link in the show notes to become a God's Vibes insider and make sure that you get these monthly emails with all of the updates. We don't like spam. We don't like, you know, bringing anything really that doesn't have substance or value. So you don't have to worry about us constantly bombarding you. But if that is something that you want to be a part of, it's God's Vibes insider. Okay? Awesome stuff. Well, here is what I thought we could dive into today. Just this thought, who are you not to be great? I mean, for real though, we know the Marianne Williamson quote that is quoted all the time, but who are you not to be great? Who are you not to be great? In fact, we need you to be great. The world needs you to be great. The world needs you to stop waiting and to start moving powerfully in your life. So we're going to talk about that today. And in case no one has told you recently, you are powerful beyond measure. Powerful beyond measure, 100%. But the issue with this is a majority of our lives, we don't feel very powerful. And we're not told that we're powerful. And we come against so many challenges and obstacles that remind us that we don't feel worthy for the challenge, right? And on the daily, we're given so many reasons and reminders that we're powerless. And I personally, I've spent a majority of my life, literally over half of my life, feeling powerless and not flowing in power at all. I didn't even know what it meant deeply and truly to be a powerful person. I don't know if you've ever asked yourself that, right? But it's an interesting thought. What does it actually mean to be a powerful person? Have you ever asked yourself that? It's interesting when you think about it. I had never asked myself that. So when you think about what it means to be powerful, what comes to mind? If you were to entertain that now, what comes to mind? What comes to mind? Eventually, we get to answer this question. I know for me, I'd seen cowards as role models, right? People that really gave in to fears, doubts, traumas, betrayals, abandonments. And I became one, right? Because those things that I listed, they're that powerful. They can literally turn you into a coward. Brokenness, trauma, different things that we've walked through can teach us to be cowards instead of strong and very courageous. Okay, but eventually we could decide if those things will continue to dictate our destiny or not. And we can reclaim our authority and begin to move in the direction of transformation from the inside out. I wrote a book on this. It's called God's Vibes Matter, Reclaiming Your Spiritual Authority. So that is a powerful book to understand how the enemy usually seeds something early in life to cause you to feel and live powerless the rest of your life. However, if you encounter God, you wake up to your power and you can reclaim your authority. So those are available, as all of the books are available at julianapage.com/books, and they're also on Audible. So it takes work. This is what we know. It takes work to look at yourself and say, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to communicate or have the attitude like that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. It takes work and courage to say, I need to make a change and I'm scared to. And the time for that is now. When you hear a message like this, it is never random. Okay. And when you do decide to change, God will lead you softly. He will lead you specifically, and His leadership will not be too much, but rather doable for you exactly where you are. He truly leads you a day at a time, a step at a time, and a moment at a time. And He is so gracious and merciful and attentive in that, in every season. In fact, when you are finally ready, ready and willing to do whatever He says to do, like you're giving God your full surrender, your full yes, He will give you a grace, an anointing to heal, to grow, to move through the steps. He will order your steps and He'll give you the grace and divine enablement to take them. Okay. It also takes work and faith. God will meet us right in the middle of the hard thing because He wants us to move forward free without it. He wants us to be whole. And it takes courage, but you won't do it without the aid and the help of God Himself. You literally have Holy Spirit as your helper, and He will lead you. And He's patient, and He's good, and He's a loving God and a good, good Father. So if you're wondering if now is the time to make the change, it probably is. I've had to do it. It's one of the best things I've ever done, and many times over. It doesn't make it any easier, but if you know that God is with you, that God is for you, and He's leading you into the good plans and purposes that He has assigned to your life, you start trusting that despite the intimidation, despite the feelings, despite the unknowns, you'll still show up and trust God. So here are a couple of steps to start moving powerfully. Recognize that it's time to move forward in redefining who you are, what you stand for, and how life can work for you now. One of the things that makes this really challenging is that we almost nail our feet to the past, or we future trip. We get so tripped out about the pain that we might have to go through as we transition. And we start thinking about what we have to sacrifice before moving forward. But I will tell you, the pain of staying where you are is way worse. The pain of being in sin, compromise, known limitations, right? Self-hate, self-sabotage, the pain of that, the pain of being out of integrity, the pain of the self-betrayals, the pain of the self-abandonment, that is way more painful, especially if you give that more airtime, if you give that another year. You a year from now will not be in a better place for it. So it's way harder or way more painful to stay where you are than to risk stepping into the new thing. And we determine what we create through our words, okay, through our emotions, quite literally energy that we're putting in motion, through our decisions, through our choices, and our actions. So marinate on that for a second. What do you want to activate and create? You can literally co-create what happens next. Okay, God invites you into this beautiful plan that he has for your life, and you get to co-create with the creator of the universe. You get to partner with him and walking out the good plans that he has for your life. Okay, but that requires intention and being conscious, right? And prayer and visualizing and meditating on the promises of God. That requires something, but wouldn't that be worth something? You know, if you could end up in such a better place than you can think or imagine in this moment, wouldn't that be worth risking everything for? So here's a couple of things. Number one, decide that you're worthy. You're worthy because you are, period. Period. Not because of what you do, not because of what you achieve, not because of how you can become a chameleon or, you know, bend, shift, morph into whatever people need you to be. You're worthy because you are. You're worthy. You're worthy. To decide and believe that what you desire is possible. God does not give us desires to tease us. However, if we haven't submitted desires to God, sometimes those are in vain, right? Or sometimes our heart, when it's not the new heart, when we're not born again, right? It's wicked and deceitful and can lead us to the wrong places. But God literally puts these secret petitions, these desires on our heart as we are intimate with him, as we develop and cultivate relationship with him. And those desires are possible. Okay. It's this invitation into an adventure, into dreaming with God, into co-creating with God, into understanding a different aspect of God, into learning about how he has formed, shaped, and anointed you, what he's hidden on the inside of you. So you've got to decide and believe that what you desire is possible and it's inevitable. Like it's happening. If you believe that, then you'll start preparing for it. And then also, alongside that, take responsibility for the desires of your heart, right? Just like you might think about gifts or talents that God has planted on the inside of you, just like spiritual gifts that we pursue and that we cultivate, you can do this with your desires. You can take responsibility for them. Nobody else is responsible for the desires that are planted and placed on your heart. Nobody else. Okay, now other people can help you build and actualize these dreams and desires, and that's very important, but you've got to take responsibility for those, okay? And there's no greater pain than keeping those hidden and ignoring them, right? It's like the quote that says there's no greater pain than living with an untold story on the inside of you. It's so true. Your freedom comes, your wholeness comes, your fulfillment comes in sharing and activating and releasing this potential that's on the inside of you. Notice also limiting beliefs, any stories and perspectives that are blocking you. Often these surface immediately. It's almost the moment we decide to be bold, to be courageous, that all of these thoughts, all of these limiting beliefs, all of these perspectives that challenge what's possible surface. Now we can look at that and be like, okay, I'm just going to trump all of this. I'm going to trump all of the lies with truth. Okay. So that's what you're going to want to do. You're going to challenge all of those that come up with the truth and literally write them out line by line and challenge them. Because until you trump it with truth to the point that you believe it, the lie will be stronger. So you have to do something that replaces that lie, okay? So challenge all of those lies with truth and own what's true by moving in obedience to it. Move in step with God. If God said it, that settles it. I'm going to move accordingly. Okay, so that might be, you know, if God has qualified me, I'm not going to spend every day worrying about my qualifications. If he's called me to this place, he's qualified me to be here. And my job is to show up in the authority that he's given me, show up in humble surrender to him and obedience to what he tells me to do in this place, to partner with him to bring his vision for this place to pass, to release heaven into this space. Okay, so God doesn't need you to do everything, right? He's purposed you to do something. And all he requires is that we keep fanning into flame that gift that's within us, okay? So it can be used to strengthen and bless other people. So think about how you might start doing that today. Instead of resisting your gifts or hiding them, how can you share it in some sort of way? Volunteering, for example, is a great way to do that. God has literally placed so much inside of you. And it's a time right now to stop holding back. Stop holding back, especially in that specific place that God has asked you to pour out. Somebody needs to hear this today. Get up. God is with you and he is for you. Who are you not to be great? Who are you not to be great? This is your story. Love it. Own every part of it. The good parts, the parts you'd rather not rehearse, the parts you want to celebrate. Own it all. Walk it out. And I highly recommend walk it out with faith walkers, with spiritual running buddies that you can also find inside Courage Co. www.courageco.org. Stop waiting and start moving powerfully. This is a time to move powerfully in your life, to start embracing faith like never before, to rise up and be the answer that you're looking for. You are it. You've been called, you've been chosen for such a time as this. Who are you not to be powerful? So what might it look like for you right now to move in obedience, to take one step of obedience? That's a powerful choice. Make that choice. Follow through on that choice. Share that with somebody. Add accountability to your team. If you do need some help on any of this, I do offer breakthrough sessions. There's all sorts of different coaching options and working together, but a breakthrough session is highly recommended because sometimes breakthroughs can't wait. So in the breakthrough session, it is a one-hour session. These are so special. God just shows up on these. There's no long wait in the list. There's no discovery call. There's no back and forth on emails. You literally can just book your breakthrough. So if there's a big decision you need to make, if there's been an issue weighing on your heart and keeping you up at night, maybe you're struggling to determine if you're moving in the direction that God wants you to, or you might need a breakthrough that just can't wait days, weeks, or months to get to, I highly recommend booking this specific session. It's the one-hour breakthrough. There's a link in the show notes. And if you're craving more, there's other options as well that you can find over at julianapage.com. And then another thing that you can get connected to, it is so helpful to start recognizing how you hear and are led by God. So something that we're doing, we have a prophetic info session where we're diving deep into all things prophetic monthly training. So if you want to learn about that training, if that's something you want to dive into, or if you have more questions about that, you can join us on Tuesday for the info session. It's Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central Time. And then we will actually have a session right after. So potentially you can do both if you would like to. And then if you are enjoying the God's Vibes podcast, would you rate it 5 stars and leave a review? That is just one of the best ways to, one, build community here, and then also to make sure that other people can be uplifted and encouraged by what is offered here. So if this is blessing you, you are blessed to be a blessing. Make sure that you rate it 5 stars, leave a review, share it with 5 people you know. And when you do, also go to julianapage.com/podcast and claim your free gift. I will send you the 30-day God's Vibes Matter devotional straight to you. All right. I hope this mess has blessed you. Until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.